In the lowlands of Nepal lives one of the most elusive animals on earth, the Bengal tiger. Just 100 or so of these adult endangered cats prowl what's called the Terai region of that country. Now, in the whole world, only 3 or 4,000 Bengals exist in the wild. They're solitary creatures at the very top of the food chain who prowl quickly, quietly, and almost unnoticed through the countryside. While he was on assignment for the National Geographic Society's radio expeditions, our man, Peter Breslow, traveled by jeep, elephant, and river, trying to catch a glimpse of the tiger. Here is Peter's report from Nepal.
They say that you never see a tiger unless it wants to be seen. That's guide Danny Tamang doing his best to encourage a tiger to reveal itself. Everyone says that if you want to spot a tiger in Nepal, Danny Tamang, with more than 20 years tracking experience, is your man. This evening, we're on an elephant crashing through the Kapok forests of Royal Chitwan National Park. There are about 40 adult tigers in Chitwan, and this year has been a record one for sightings. So, we're feeling lucky.
This area is really, really rich for the tigers. Very rich area. They get everything here. They have mixed forest, and they have lots of waters like rivers. And then also prey is quite a lot here, like four kind of deer. We have lots of wild boar. For them, this is really a rich density for the tigers.
Danny grew up in Nepal's highlands, but moved to the jungle to become a tracker. 45 years old, compact, with eyes crinkly from a life lived outdoors, he can scamper up the back of an elephant easier than most people can slouch into a car.
It's a great one below there. Let's flow. This is it. Really.
He's still excited by every bird, rhino, sloth bear, or wild boar he spots. But nothing takes his breath away, like talking about the first time he saw the rippling, luminescent orange of a Bengal tiger rustling through the jungle.
I was so scared. I was really hearing people talking about tigers, tigers, tigers. And then suddenly, I saw one from the elephant back. Oh, my God. I was so scared. And tiger was big male. And he was sat on the grass, straining at us.
And then there was a day while tracking on foot, he surprised a female. Danny tried to run, but he fell in the tall grass.
I know a tiger going to bite any minute now. And the tiger jumped. Landing on the grass, and I was underneath the grass, and tiger's on top of me. And she just left it. She was a manager. She just protecting her cubs.
She let Danny go and went back to her cubs. Our elephant is equipped with a wooden platform on which three of us sit. Danny stands behind us, just above the animal's tail, scanning the brush for movement and the ground for tracks. As daylight dims, we slog across a river in our search. And wade through 20-foot-high grass. Occasionally, there's an encouraging sign.
Well, very fresh tracks down there. Well, very fresh.
In this region of the park, Danny knows which tiger is which by its tracks, often called pug marks. Most of the cats have a number and a name. And like fingerprints and snowflakes, no two tiger stripes are the same either. With evening approaching and the likelihood of tigers fading with the sunlight, Danny entertains us with some more of his animal calls. A rhino, and a monkey. Finally, Danny spots another guide a quarter mile away. His elephant is agitated. It's a tiger, but not one we'd hoped to see.
Oh, tiger cubs been killed.
Oh. It's a 6-month-old cub lying still, curled up in the grass. Maybe killed by a territorial adult male, or perhaps a poacher's poison. Although Chitwan Park has done a good job of minimizing illegal hunting. Tomorrow, Danny will come back to retrieve the body and bring it in for an autopsy. It's an unhappy way to end the day.
I feel very sad that that happened. The tigers are my favorite animals. I've grown up with them, tracking their tracks.
Now obsessed with seeing a great creature that may one day disappear, we leave Chitwan Park and over the next several days look for tigers elsewhere in Nepal. In Royal Bardia National Park to the west, we head out with a crew setting camera traps to monitor the movements of a possible man-eater. We also float down the Karnali River on a breezy day with some kids from an American school in Saudi Arabia. We don't see a tiger here either, but do happen upon crocodiles and a wild bull elephant soaking in the stream. As he attempts to climb up the riverbank, his weight collapses the mud and he tumbles back into the water, much to the delight of everyone, especially our guides. In this lowland Terai region, Nepal is trying to connect its national parks to create a wildlife corridor so that big game, like elephants, tigers, and rhinos, can expand their habitat and gene pool. It's called the Terai Ark Project. On our final day in the Terai, we head back to Chitwan Park for one last chance at a tiger. This time, not only do we have Danny Tamang on our elephant, but also Chuck McDougall, who, decades ago, hunted tigers and today is trying to save them. McDougall says Chitwan Park is pretty much at capacity for tigers, but not overpopulated.
Tigers don't overpopulate parks. They sort the thing out themselves pretty much. But I mean, it's in keeping with the food supply. And the other ones, the young, the weak, and the infirm, get pushed out to the periphery by the more vigorous animals, and often they'll be killed either because they're a nuisance killing livestock or whatever.
He says with the abundance of prey in Chitwan, tigers have it pretty easy right now, but that could unravel in a hurry.
Pretty quickly if the conditions change and they don't have what they need to survive. On the other hand, they're more resilient than we thought, a lot more resilient than we thought. So that's good news. But once they get into small populations where there's a very small number, then they're fair game for all sorts of chance factors. That's why it's important for projects like the Terai Ark to, you know, just give the tigers more elbow room, more room to move.
At daybreak, loaded with about 70 years of Bengal knowledge, we head out east from the Tiger Tops Lodge in the park, while a couple of elephants full of tourists take a westerly route. We're on one of Danny Tamang's favorite animals.
Rup Kale. This is good for the tigers, good for tracking, because they got a very good nose. If tigers close by, she will tell you, she just will blow her nose.
10 feet up, you feel pretty secure from the tigers. Besides, nobody messes with an elephant. Not tigers, not rhinos. Elephants understand a couple of dozen vocal commands, so if you happen to drop your cap, it'll stop and pick it up with its trunk and hand it back to you. Thank you very much. This morning, very quickly, things look very promising.
You can see the fresh tracks here. Turn up this and going up there. I'm sure she's here somewhere. You see that tracks there? It's really fresh.
And then we see two half-eaten deer.
Did it kill? This hog deer kill. Still some meat left.
And so we circle in the tall grass, back and forth and back and forth, imagining black stripes in the underbrush, but none appear.
What the? I'm sure the tigers was in that grass somewhere. So tall grass. Probably sneaking around in the grass.
He saw us, you think?
I'm sure, yes.
How fresh was that kill?
I think it's early morning this morning. So. That's what I'm saying. We have to be in the right place and right time.
The people who were in the right place are the tourists who'd headed west, some sleepy teenagers, and a group from San Diego.
Dhakrema? Dekhyo?
Ah. Yeah, they saw it. They saw the tigers. They saw west from Tiger Top, the small stream.
They say if you see a tiger once, he's already seen you 100 times. And they say you never see a tiger unless he wants to be seen. The lucky tourists hunted just a morning or two. We'd look for 2 weeks with the experts. There was also the German couple showing off the tiger video they'd shot with their camcorder, and the two kids who were sitting on a bench right at the lodge when a wild boar came running through, chased by a tiger. I don't know why the tigers of Chitwan Park chose them over us, but at Danny Tamang's urging, we try not to take it personally, and then he gives us a consolation prize.
Like,
Come back next time, sir. We'll try again.
No guarantees, sir.
There's not guarantee. No guarantees. Yeah, try again.
Peter Breslow, NPR News, Royal Chitwan National Park, Nepal.
Did you get your tiger? You should have come with us.
I'm sorry.
My apologies.
I
was obnoxious. No, he knows.
He's fine.
I'm the king of the jungle. Call me the Tiger Man. King of the jungle. Call me the Tiger Man. When you cross my path, you got your whole life in your hand.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Sarah Iyett, the Tiger Buyer Kelly, and produced by Tiger Man Peter Breslow. Hannah Lord, Ed McNulty, Bridget McCarthy, Laurel Brightman, Charlie Mayer, John Weber, and Julia Holmes Bailey. Our Man of the Year, Andy Lyman. Librarians Akeem Oleski and Barbara Van Workum. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones, so ably assisted by Carlos Gomez, Ivan Burketh, Roger White, Daniel Shukin, and Kevin Langley. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our senior editor is Gwendolyn Tompkins, and the acting senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Sean Collins. I'm Scott Simon.